The 26th annual Arctic Man Snow Ski and Snow Go Race has been delayed until tomorrow due to heavy snowfall at Summit Lake. The annual spring event brings out thousands along the Richardson Highway to ride, watch, and party. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, a full schedule of events is still on tap despite heavy snow and high winds.
Arctic Man has been canceled only once due to snow back in 2000. And despite Thursday's strong winds and a forecast that calls for more snow over the weekend, Howard Thies, the Fairbanks man who founded and organizes the annual event, is optimistic.
We don't race on Saturday, race on Sunday. Sunday, it don't happen. Money goes to next year's first.
The 2011 Tesoro Arctic Man Classic is shaping up to be the biggest in years. 63 teams had entered as of Wednesday, already way up from last year's field of 29. Arctic Man pairs a snow machiner with a skier or snowboarder, traversing the 4.5-mile course at speeds that reach 80, even 90 miles per hour. Seeing man and machine tearing around a course at such high speeds draws big crowds. Some 12,000 people are expected to attend this year's event. It's quite a sight, says Marvin Falk, a longtime Fairbanks resident who stopped to fuel up his camper Wednesday in Delta Junction. Falk says he's gone to the event for more than 20 years now just to take it all in.
It's the scenery and then watch the event.
23 Alaska State Troopers have been assigned to keep an eye on things at Arctic Man and the Richardson Highway on both approaches. Fairbanks Trooper Detachment Deputy Commander Lieutenant Lonnie Piscoya says up to 16 officers will be on duty at a time.
And then we also have a contingent of troopers monitoring the highway so we can keep the speed down.
Piscoya says anyone intending to get to Arctic Man should leave early, obey speed limits, and watch out for slick spots and other hazards. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.